Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Desiree. Thank you guys for those of you who are able to join me now. This is Desiree Sims. I'm the CEO for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And I'm doing this for those of you who can't possibly join right now because you're still at work and everything. I'm lucky today that I got to do more stuff at home versus having to be out and about. So I wanted to just take this opportunity to talk to you guys a little bit about the KIVA loan that I applied for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. You know, I put together a thank you video and I sent that out, but as I said in the video, there's really no way that I can really say enough thanks. And I wanted to also talk about what the KIVA loan is, because even when I got approved for the KIVA loan, I still didn't really understand the whole process. And it's really kind of unique what the KIVA loan does. And so I wanted to talk about that uniqueness so that, for one, it could help someone else, another business owner or someone else that's thinking about maybe possibly a KIVA loan for their small business. And also just for information on what my why is and why did I and how did I even find out about the KIVA loan. So for me, I found out about the KIVA loan through WIBIC. I had heard about it many, many, many years ago, back when I was in the military. But I thought it was unique then because I knew then that it gave an opportunity for people that had businesses and entrepreneurs a chance at some type of financing that would help their business to continue to grow, continue to function. And it participated in a very unique way in that there are people all over the world that are able to actually participate in the KIVA loan, because I had someone to actually one of the lenders, they were based out of Australia, which I think that's huge, because we talk a lot about more these days about partnerships and collaborations, because no one can really exist, I don't think, any longer in just your one little spot or, you know, just being a sole entrepreneur, and you're just going to be able to take this all on yourself, and you'll never have a partner. There'll never be opportunities for collaboration, or you're not going to be a part of those things. I don't think that in this day and time your business can actually function like that. And that's not just for small business, I don't think. I think that's for large businesses as a whole. And I think when we think about businesses, a lot of times we're thinking about our mom and pop shops, but we're talking about people that, you know, we're talking about movie stars and we're talking about people in the music industry and everything. I think that more and more collectively we're finding out that we need to be more in these collaborations or these partnerships, and we need to learn about other things if we want our business to grow and if we want our business to survive. And so I want mine to survive. And so I welcome the opportunity for collaborations and partnerships, as long as they make sense, as long as they are doing the things that are ethical and follow business ethics. We need to be making sure that, you know, we're not infringing on brands, trademarks, and all of those different things are things that you have to learn about. And so WIBIC is a wonderful tool that we have here in Milwaukee that you can actually go through, and they have all these business classes. They have all these tax classes, things for you to do, like for improving your credit. And that part has always interested me, is my credit, because, you know, I work on my credit on my own to improve it. And I've done a lot of things on my own that have improved it. But, you know, having even more knowledge with things like WIBIC, where they have even more classes to be able to help you to get yourself where, you know, you have better credit. And so the KIVA loan, it works on that concept of credit worthiness. Because, you know, when you're borrowing money, the person who's lending you the money, they want their money back. That's just, you know, that's how it is. You need to be able to pay it back. You need to be able to show that you're able to pay it back. And I think that a lot of times for business owners, it can be very daunting trying to start a business because of the fact that the credit can be a holdup, a big holdup. A credit can be a holdup for a lot of things, as we all know. But, you know, business is one of them. And for me personally, for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, I funded, you know, the majority of everything that I have basically out of my own pocket. I mean, and that means whether I had to work extra nursing shifts, whether I had to pick up an extra job just to be able to support my business and my dreams of, you know, continuing to be an entrepreneur to where one day possibly this can be the only thing that I'm doing, which that's my goal. My goal is to only be doing Rich and Rich Home Opportunities at some point in my lifetime. And so I work towards those things. So that is a goal that I have in mind for myself. And so Kiva Loan helps with that credit worthiness part because they are giving you a loan based on your credit worthiness. And they're not just taking your word for it. They're not just going by every financial statement that you can send them, every IRS thing that you can send them. They are actually doing something very unique because they are letting the people decide. And when I say letting the people decide, because the people are your lenders. They're lending, you know, $25. And they're not, it's not a donation, so that doesn't mean they just give me $25 because they like the name Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, never to see anything back on their $25. No, they're giving their $25 as a loan that will be paid back to them. And so Kiva, they basically, you will ask for a loan amount, and Kiva Loan will have you go through your whole process of applying for your Kiva Loan. You're doing your application. You're supplying the information that they need. You are supplying what are the products that you are selling and what you have been doing, you know, for your business on your own. And so for me, I think that that's wonderful because I didn't understand that. I said, gosh, I was thinking, I'm like, gosh, what? I mean, there's people that's giving like $25. Then so what are we paying back? You're paying back the Kiva Loan. They basically are doing these pitches. They give you a lot of help with, you know, what is your why? Why do you want this loan? This is what you need to be telling people that are in your corner, people that have seen you work this business, people who are supportive of what you've been doing because they've seen you in action or they've seen the things that you've been doing, or either they believe in the product or what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And that is where that credit worthiness and how Kiva comes together, because I have people, and I'm so grateful for you guys. You just really don't know, and that's another reason I wanted to do this as well. I'm very grateful because there are people out there that truly believe in what we are doing as a business, as a company, what I am doing as a, you know, African-American female and veteran business owner. And I'm very proud of myself for everything that I have done so far in my business because most of it has basically come out of my own pocket. I use my own money to do it, but you need help. There are some things such as having the amount of inventory that you need to have when events or vendorship opportunities come up. You need to have those things ready to go. There are many times, and, you know, people say stay ready, and, you know, it's not really, it's really true. You really, truly need to, as a business owner, you need to be able to stay ready to be able to showcase your product. And if you cannot, if you don't have that ability, it will limit you because if you don't have a product to sell, you don't have a product to sell. No one has anything to buy. Kind of defeats the purpose of having a business. And so for us, one of the important things when Kiva is, when you're going through that application process, they want to know exactly what you want this loan for. And you know, I was thinking, oh, that's easy. I know everything that I want the loan for. No, it's not just, you know, it's not just saying what you want it for, but also saying what you want it for and how is that going to, how is that going to help you? How is that going to help your profit, your revenue for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities? So I had to think about it in a kind of different way. Yes, I know that I need to increase my inventory. I know I need to buy inventory. Why? I need to put down my why. Why do I need the inventory? Well, one, I need the inventory to be able to make it to vendorship opportunities when they become available. Without having that inventory on board, you can't really apply to these vendorships. A lot of them want to know what products you are selling. They want to see those products. Same thing with Kiva. They want to see the products that you are actually promoting to people. And so I was able to do that, but think about that inventory in a much different light because we're going to be at the gathering on March 23rd. That's here in Milwaukee at the Pottawatomie Casino. So I'm doing all of my, you know, my videos, everything that I typically do for getting geared up for any type of business venture or any type of vendor opportunity that I'm participating in. But I think that this time, having the Kib Alone on my mind, along with that, I think that that has already increased my knowledge as a business owner, because now I have this possible financial partnership at this time to do this. And I think that the things that I plan for my activities need to be planned well, so that people can not only hear me say what I want to do with my loan, but also see me like in action and, you know, some of the things that I have, you know, done in the past for this. And so inventory is very important. So I'm very glad to be a part of the gathering. We got in some of the last vendors to sign up with. I'm actually doing a collaboration with my hairstylist. You guys probably hear me talk about her a lot when I'm on TikTok or whatever. But she has Changing Faces in her hustle. So we will be at the gathering. And so that's a collaboration with the two of us. And so instead of just coming, you know, just with my products or whatever, maybe no one wants to buy my products. However, if we both have products and we can both get individuals to come to the table to see what we're offering, then that's a benefit to both businesses. And so I'm happy for that. And I'm happy for the Kib Alone because, of course, when I'm out there, I am going to be talking to my TikTok folks, and I'm going to be talking to Facebook, and I'm going to be talking to YouTube and everything else, because it's an event. It's an important event. I'm excited about it. I have always wanted to go, and I'm so glad that I'm going, knowing that I'm also doing something that's kind of showing, you know, why I want this Kib Alone, because these opportunities to advertise and to market your business, they are not cheap. So we didn't get into the gathering just because, you know, we have, you know, our names or that we have these products. We had to, you know, you had to make payment. You do have to pay for these vendorships. And so that is part of where the inventory for me comes in at, is being able to buy that inventory to be able to be at places such as the gathering. Another thing that I also told them, as far as my inventory goes, for those of you who don't know, we also got picked up by Amazon for our products as well. And so for Amazon, we're thinking both nationally and internationally, something I have always wanted to do, something that we are currently working on and have been, those of you who've been following me, been working on with Amazon. And so one of the great things about Amazon that they have fulfillment by Amazon. And if you're not familiar with that, that means that your inventory is going to Amazon warehouses, wherever that, you know, is going to be for your particular company or product. And then they handle the shipping, they handle the customer service for it. But Amazon, you know, I always love Amazon. I'm sorry. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, they just have just about, if you could think of it, if I always go to Amazon first. So they also have, what do they call it, multi-channel fulfillment, and this is something I'm fairly new at. But if you are selling on other platforms, Amazon has an opportunity for you to be able to sell with them on other platforms where you can still utilize their warehouses, the shipping logistics, and the customer service, which is another interesting piece for me. And when I applied for my Kib Alone, one of the things I said is I wanted to be able to do that, because when you are able to do that fulfillment by Amazon or the multi-channel fulfillment, and you have that inventory out there, the inventory is there and people are there to buy it. So if you look at any of your accounts or whatever, it will tell you, it'll give you an example of what this product that, you know, they feel like, hey, you know, this is a really good product for fulfillment by Amazon. If you were actually to do this, this is what your revenue of, this is what you will make by utilizing that. And that to me is huge. And so that was definitely one of the things that I wanted to do with, you know, my loan at that time. And also the other thing is I have my models, and you guys know I love having my models. They are wonderful. I have a wonderful group that's working with me right now. I have an actual model, and I talk about them on some of the videos and on my social media. One of them, she's a model. She still works full-time. And I also have an aspiring actor. He is also still working full-time. And so they are such energy because they're so much younger, and they have all of these different things that they are doing to get them to their better goals. And I've had, you know, some newer models, and I pay my models. My models, they come out, it's $100 per hour for them to model whatever, you know, we're modeling for that day purses, you know, whatever we want to put on the live stream, they're modeling that. But for me, you know, I look at my models as they're not just my models, you know, they're also employees. And so, you know, they get compensated for the job that they are doing. And one of my things is, yes, we do the $100, you know, per hour. And usually, you know, it's probably an hour or two or whatever. But the other thing, too, is I want to keep my models that are, you know, I think that they are crucial to what I'm doing because I'm in fashion design. It's crucial for me to get those designs out to the public and for them to see it. And, you know, and modeling for me is the best way. I like it that way. And so when we are doing these type of things, they also get 10% of whatever those sales are that come in for those particular products that they are modeling. And I think that's important because without them doing the modeling and the helping with that marketing and advertising piece, then people probably would never see the designs. And the whole thing about being in fashion design, you want people to see your designs. You want people to be able to buy your product. And then also I want to be able to nurture other types of relationships because I can't act or anything like that. And so it's nice to, you know, talk and hear about what an actor is doing as far as their entrepreneurship role and where they're going in their business. It's wonderful to see a model and the way that she is talking when she's talking her, you know, she's talking the model lingual that I don't get it, but she knows how to get her gigs and where she's going to be going. You know, that is kind of set up. So I have both of them as managers for my future models as we continue to grow. Another point of why I asked for the killer loan, because I do, you know, we do have to pay other people. I outsource a lot of my activities that I can't do or I just really don't have the time to do, such as uploading products to Amazon. I normally, and I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it because I do it continuously, I still use Fiverr for most of my outsourcing needs. And so that means that if I want a brochure, I want a newsletter, I want a business card or anything like that, I go through Fiverr and I get, you know, I go ahead and I find who can actually do that product for the price that I need. And so basically a lot of times that ends up being, it's almost like if you think about it, it's like you're contracting for a job. So it's like, you know, they're independent contractors, which they get a 1099. It shows, you know, what your income, where you're spending your funds at. And so that's what I utilize. And so those also, that's, you know, that's another thing that has to be paid for them to be able to do that. I would love to be able to sit and just be able to do it all the time myself, but it's just not possible. There's too many different hats that you're wearing as a actual business owner, and you cannot wear them all, so you're going to need some help. And so I have a group of people that I have worked with several times. They have never let me down. And so I kind of stick with that, you know, that group, and Fiverr has it on their platform where you can, you know, continue to utilize the same people. And most of the time I pay very well. You know, I try to pay them for what they're worth and what they're doing. And so I frequently have people to either come back and ask if I have more work, or they know that I do have more work and they're just kind of waiting for the time frames of when we're going to be starting the next project or anything like that. So another reason for the Kivel loan. So there, right there, we've talked about inventory. We're talking about models. We're talking about different ways of actually advertising by, you know, using fulfillment by Amazon and all of these different things. Now, the other thing is having an office space. An office space is really nice. Now, I can work from home, and I work from home a lot of times either for work or just because I'm doing my business. But also, it's nice to have an office where you actually go out to an office. Once again, another opportunity for you to network with like-minded people that are doing kind of like the same thing that you're doing. And so we were very happy to get Expansive. And Expansive is a they lease offices, workspaces, event spaces for, you know, for different events, for different businesses. And so we were able to get an office in there, not an office for every day, but at least an office. Like right now we're at 5 days, you know, per month. And so that means when we're getting geared up for things such as the gathering that's coming in March, it's nice to know that I have those 5 days of office time where I can have someone come in, like my, the whole thing about having a junior or a senior to work, I can have someone come in for those hours and pay them so that we can get this up and running, you know, go ahead and do our videos, go ahead and, you know, do our blog writing, go ahead and purchase items, go ahead, complete designs, get ideals, gather ideals for designs. And the last time that I did that, you know, I had a, you know, a senior, she's graduated now, she's no longer in high school, and that worked out really, really nice, because they were able, at that time it was at the collective, but they were able to help me with getting, like, my inventory up. They were helping with, like, ideals for, like, you know, for new designs. And so for me, having that office space is very important. I want to have more of that office space because we are growing. You know, we are getting orders in now with just the efforts that we are making, and we want to continue to grow on those orders. And so that means that our opportunities for people to have for our juniors and seniors to have a place where they can actually go, and if they, especially if they like entrepreneurship, and get an experience of actually working with someone who's actually doing something for a small business or whatever. And, you know, and I like to talk a lot of times to them because I want to know what they're doing, what are their plans, and, you know, and try to help them to be able to at least get there in the best way that I know how, which is, you know, I pay them a very nice salary to come in for that time frame, because it's very critical to me, because I might only get that opportunity. I may only get those 5 days in a month, because I also still work my full-time nurse and nurse practitioner job. So I don't always have the ability to do a lot of the office work that's required. And so it's nice to be able to do that. And so my son, he's in college for journalism. And one of the things, I'm like, you know, I said, it's just, he got a scholarship. He's, you know, extremely smart, got a scholarship. We got a couple of scholarships. And so one of the things, I'm like, I need to do a scholarship. And, of course, I picked his school because not because he does go there, but I picked it because of the fact, I'm like, you know what, I need to try to give back too, and I need to try to do a scholarship because, you know, my son is benefiting from, you know, a scholarship. It seems like I should be able to do something like that too. You know, be able to offer a scholarship to a junior or a senior person that, you know, is thinking of going off to college and doing something, you know, in the arts and entrepreneurship or, you know, in those fields. And so that's one of the things that I did put forth together. And that's something I already had that in the works. That's not because of the Kiva loan, but I'm grateful that it is an ideal that I was already working towards, because it is something that I want to continue to have that. I want to continue to have the ability to offer a scholarship. And, you know, right now we can offer one, but if, as we continue to grow and expand, we could offer more. So it's more than just our business growing. I'd like to grow as part of the community because I am in the community. A lot of times we say that we want to help our kids, but, you know, there are many of us that are in very unique positions to be able to help them. And it doesn't really take a whole lot of our time, and it probably benefits us more, you know, if we are reaching out that helping hand. And so that's why I thought about the scholarship. And then when I thought about that, I thought about when I was in high school. I was a junior and senior in high school. And one of the things that our school had in South Carolina, Manning High School, they had an apprenticeship program. And so basically, and they have a lot of these programs because my daughter was in one when we were in North Chicago, St. Martin de Porres. They had the same type of thing where juniors and seniors are actually, they spend part of their day in the classroom. They spend the next part of their day actually going to a job and working a business. They are doing these apprenticeships. And so I'm like, wow, I said, I really would like something like that for like our Milwaukee County public schools that, you know, we have, because it is very, very difficult for someone to decide what they want to do with themselves after high school if they never really see anything. And so a lot of times, some of our kids don't see anything until they're going like to school, you know, and they talk to other people and they're around their friends and they get exposed to other people that can kind of shape their ideals of things that they want to do. And so for me with an apprenticeship, I feel it's like that's definitely where I want to be. I definitely want to be able to have those hours set aside where we have, you know, some type of apprenticeship for local schools. And so there's like West Dallas here, there's Milwaukee Public Schools. So those are some of the ones that I've thrown around. And I did this Blog Talk Radio show also because if you go to my Blog Talk Radio site where I have it right now, I have on there scholarship and apprenticeship. And so if you go there, that's like a public page that I just have for like, you know, it has like my operating licenses, different things of that nature. that I have on there because it's just easy, convenient to get to, and it's easy and convenient for people to see it. And so even before I started doing the KIPP alone, I already have this paperwork. It's already there. I already have this proposal about the apprenticeship, and the proposal was more so, it was more tied towards, you know, getting a business loan and, you know, working towards some of the things that I was thinking that, okay, what do I want to kind of put in my business plan? Where do I kind of see myself, you know, growing with this business? And then, you know, the very last thing for us, it's not the last, it's the first thing because we're always doing this, is just creating and designing. In order to be creative and in order to design and to come up with these ideals, you really have to have a place where you are feeling supported so that you are able to fully develop your skills that you have. It's hard to do that when you're worried about your rent, your car note or whatever, the things that, you know, happen in day-to-day life. And so having, you know, the ability to get a loan to help you to be able to just focus that on your business and that separate from what you have to do with your personal financial things that have to be taken care of each month, that also clears up a path of clears out some stress and some anxiety so that you have the ability to actually sit back and relax and see what type of things you want to be doing as a designer, what type of things you want to be creating. And so I always talk about Alive Shoes because Alive Shoes is one of the places where I was first able to start creating. I still create. I will be creating for, I guess, as long as that they are there. I don't think I'd ever want to see a time when they don't exist or anything like that because I think that they are, I think they're paramount for people that want to be in design and you think you want to, you know, you want to be in fashion design and you don't know how to actually get your foot in the door. And that seems like a very big task coming, especially if you don't have a lot of experience and you don't have a lot of money. And Alive Shoes, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again for those who don't know who they are a platform, they are a shoe platform, a fashion industry platform based out of Italy. And what you do is basically it's an application process that you go through where, you know, you are being picked to be a part of their program, to be a part to be one of their designers and to see if you have what it takes, if you will, to be in the actual fashion industry. And so I did my application, and at the time, I had always been thinking about, I've been an affiliate marketer forever, so that affiliate marketing, reselling, you're selling other people's products. I really wanted my own products and my own things that I could sell because sometimes you run up on, there can be so many pitfalls with affiliate marketing because you will have maybe the cookies are not on the computer so they can get credit for your sale or, you know, so many different things can happen. Or your supplier that's supposed to be actually sending you the products and everything, they've run out of the product and it's like, you know, too late. You've got all these people with orders or either they run out of money to even be able to pay their affiliates. And so for me, that was just, that's a holdup and a hindrance. Many programs do very, very well and people do very, very well with it. So it's a wonderful opportunity and I still love it to this day. However, it also fostered in me wanting to create my own products and being in control of, is that product in stock or is that product not in stock? And so that's what made me start thinking about, okay, what kind of products can I create? And I just thought about the things that I love, and I love to be out and about, and I like to dress. And so I love my purses. And so the first thing I did is I said, you know what? I'm going to look around and see who can do a purse design for me. And so I did find somebody to manufacture. I got a total of 6 purses in my own Rich and Rich. We created for ourselves in our line. And when we were doing that, then I said, gosh, I saw a lot of shoes and I saw the application. I said, let me apply. And they wanted to know, one of the main things is, you know, how are they going to fit into what you're doing? And how did you foresee that process happening? And I'm like, well, gosh, I said, I want to do purses. I want to do purses. I want to do something in fashion, but I know that I love shoes too. So how wonderful for me to be able to actually create a shoe and also, you know, to have this purse. And so to me, that matches up. I get an opportunity to get my foot in the door of some type of fashion design. Have you? And I love it. I love it. And, you know, Alive Shoes, they have it is just their shoes. And when you guys see, like, if you see any of my props or things that I have set up, you can go online, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, and you see the Rich and Rich Home Opportunity, the boxes and everything. All of that is a part of Alive Shoes. Those shoes came from Italy. They are genuine, 100% leather, suede, just the best material that you could get. They are costly, but they're costly for a very good reason. It's genuine. It's coming from Italy. These folks are the folks. They are artisans at what they do. This is what they do. This is what they create. They have manufacturing that is offering so many different products that their designers, we get to sample, we get to utilize, and you get further recognition as you grow in Alive Shoes. So you're not just there just creating shoes and there's no growth for your fashion career. You actually continue to grow your fashion career as you continue to create products and as you continue to branch and encourage you to be a brand. And so that is what led, I'm like, you know what, we need to be a brand. These shoes are looking really, really good. We ordered them. I fell in love with them. I'm like, oh my God, it looks so wonderful. So, you know, every time I'm, you know, making something, I'm always trying to get the staff pick, because if you get the staff pick, you can get one of your shoes for free if you sell a certain amount. And so I'm like, gosh, that's really nice. I can get my, you know, get the shoes, or I get to design things that I truly love. And I've always gotten compliments on anything I've worn, or, you know, so I'm like, okay, so I'm in my element now. And then, Alive Shoes decided to open up purses. And so they were like doing purses. I'm like, oh, wow, great. So now instead of me having to go out and find someone to create my ideals for my purses, I can have my ideals and I go into Alive Shoes and I go ahead and I can start my creation for purses. Okay, so then Alive Shoes, they didn't even stop there. They said, you know what, let's do some T-shirts. So then they did T-shirts. Now, today, I haven't gotten a chance to go into it. It's probably been like a couple of days. They announced that we have even more products that we're able to design. And that's really, really huge for me, because you get a designer certificate when you get to so many sales, which that is definitely my goal, is to be able to do that. And so I just see, you know, everything that has come about in this process of actually, you know, sitting down with a, you know, someone that knows about the Kivalone, sitting down with people at WIVIC and knowing, you know, understanding what entrepreneurship is, understanding what having a small business is like, being able to talk these ideals through with like-minded people was very, 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 it's educational all the time. And so with my Kivalone, I plan to continue to design. I want to be able to do even more for my customers. I want to bring even more unique designs to them. So I'm always thinking about it, and that's what I intend to do. So to wrap it up with how I started and the reason I did this with the Kivalone, I think that it is so important for us as business owners, small business owners, wherever we are in the chain. If you do need financial backing or anything like that, I think that, you know, giving Kivalone, you know, a chance, is I think it's a growing opportunity for your business, because of it really nails you into what is it that you really want to do. And it's like a business plan. Those business plans and everything, those are the things that make us, yeah, we know we want this. We've got this great product, this great idea. We know we're going to make millions and millions, but how? So I think of Kivalone as the how. How are you getting there? How are you going to utilize this money in a way that it seems that you will be able to generate revenue, that you will be able to pay this loan back, because you have these individuals who have put their $25 in, or you have these other companies that have put this $25 in for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. How are you going to be able to get that money back to them? Are you going to be a huge risk, or, you know, and so all of those things, the same kind of mentality, the same things that you, concepts you need to be thinking about when you're doing a business plan and you go for, you know, different types of financing. I'm glad to be able to do a stepping stone with Kiva, knowing they're putting, they're asking the people, Do they trust this? Do they believe this? Is this something that, you know, would they buy into this? And I'm saying back to my lenders that I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to show you exactly what Rich and Rich Home Opportunities has been doing in the past. I'm going to show you that we are going to continue to build on everything that we have been doing in the past. I'm going to show you that we are going to continue to pick up other collaborators, other partnerships, and also continue to know, to improve our brand so that we can give back even more to our community. I'm in the Milwaukee County community, so this is my community. And so this is where I need to be a part of the community by giving back. And I think with my kids, I got the last one who's, except for my grandson, of course, who is getting ready to go out, you know, into the world. And what are some of the things I was grateful for him? He got scholarships. You know, I didn't have to pay this all by myself. He got a scholarship based on what he's doing, based on what his worth is. I think the Kiv alone, they have given me an opportunity, not just because I asked for an opportunity. I was able to show them what it is that I have been, you know, have been doing. I was able to articulate what I want to do in the future. What is my future goal? How do I see Rich and Rich Home Opportunities expanding? How am I going to get there? And so, and right now, I'm seeing the fruits of my labor, because every time I turn around, I'm getting a lender. I'm like, oh, wow. It's very, it can be overwhelming, because you know how good you are because you just want to feel that way. But it's a little bit, it's different when other people are telling you and they show you by lending. And so I am grateful to my lenders. And one thing that I did do, I said, you know, just like with the scholarship, I'm like, my son is getting a scholarship. Well, we need to have a scholarship. I'm out here. I have my everything in for my Kiva Loan pitch. I'm talking about Kiva Loan. I'm doing the steps that I would do for any organization that I believe in and that I'm a part of. And I want other people to know, because I feel like when you don't know, then you don't have the ability to act on anything. And so I want people to know about Kiva Loan. And I don't want to just be taken from the Kiva Loan lenders. And so I know I don't have a whole lot, but I know I did one thing. I guess for this month, I know Kiva Loan is, they are sponsoring, like supporting like women business owners. And so this month they're doing like their loan initiatives for that. And so I gave my $25 to someone else to support, you know, their dream and their business ownership, because I don't want to be someone that is just sitting back and I'm just taking and not giving back. I need the ability to be able to give back. I believe that, you know, I believe strongly that your blessings come when you're giving and when you're doing, not just when you're sitting back and you just got your hand out and you're just, you know, and there's not really a whole lot to show for what you're talking about. And so I want to take advantage of opportunities, because I'm also participating in opportunities. I'm not just taking from the opportunities, but I'm giving something back for those opportunities. So I planned this for 45 minutes, and I was thinking, gosh, I don't know if I could talk for 45 minutes, but some of you who've been with me probably were like, yes, you can. So anyway, I thank you guys, for those of you who have followed my Blog Talk Radio show. I've had this show like since 2009, so it's a lot of different episodes. If you went from like the beginning until the end, you can see how far I've definitely grown and still growing in business. Still like hopping on here because, you know, it is, it's the radio, and I have the ability to talk and explain things just a little bit more than a video can, because, you know, you can't be too busy in the video to, you know, be able to get your point across. But if I get nothing across to you guys at all, I'm going to end by telling you just a little bit about the Kiva Loan and what my understanding of it is. So far, we are at 15 lenders. The last amount that I checked, and that was about a couple hours ago, was $975. The business loan that I asked for, the amount I asked for was, I asked for $15,000. However, they said, do you think that $8,000 would work? And for me, I'm like, you know, anything would work, because, you know, there is so many different types of advertising, so many different types of inventory, so many things that you can get when you're bargaining, because as business owners, we don't just try to buy the highest priced thing that we can get, because we have to actually be able to survive in the function. And so the $8,000, I felt like, wow, that would do a whole lot for, you know, inventory, modeling, all of the whole shebang. And so that's what our goal is. So we're raising our Kiva Loan is for $8,000. And so we have $975 from 15 lenders at this time. Those 15 lenders, they are not just lending their money, and it's not a donation. They get their money back. My Kiva Loan is based on $8,000. If, you know, I get enough lenders and we reach that amount, think I have like 32 days left. You have to get it within a certain time frame. Then once we get that, then I will be paying back $222 a month to be able to pay the loan back in full over a 36-month period. The KIVA loan will get the money back to the people that have actually lent the money out in the first place. And so you're not just giving me a donation, you know, I'm not doing a, you know, I'm not doing a GoFund or whatever, anything like that, where you're giving and you're giving the $25 to an organization that has been tried and true for many, 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 many years, and that they have, the evidence is out there. It is a transparent program. It is a loan, and a loan needs to be paid back. And so the $25 that you give to us, you will get that money back, and we do have to pay back that the $8,000. And so in order for us to get the $8,000, we have to do the things that I already do on a daily basis, so it's not hard for me. I run my business. I try to think of goals and things that are going to take my business to the next level. I try to form myself around and network with people that are positive, that have potential. I try my best to make sure that I maintain collaborative relationships, because you will not exist in a vacuum any longer with your business. If you think that, you're going to find out probably in a very harsh way that that is not the way that it's going to be. You're going to meet other people. I look forward to partnerships. I like my partnerships that I have with people that are a part of Fiverr and where I outsource, and, you know, because they are making their living too. This is what they do. This is their business. They do something that, you know, you're not able to do, and so you're able to help their career grow as well. And then, final note for the KIVA loan, this is a loan that it is not a donation. You know, this is something that you have to actually, it's going to be paid back to you. I appreciate very much all of you who have been helping me. I think that right now I'm in the next phase of the KIVA loan, where you go to a wider audience, shall I say, or community of, they have like right now like 1.6 million lenders, or, you know, give or take more. And so I'm grateful to be able to be in the running, because I tell you, when I first started, I'm like, gosh, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to get the, you know, to be able to get the people that I needed to be able to even get to a national level. And so, you know, I was like, you know, I got to go to where I always go to. I've got to go to my social media. I've got to go to my fans. I've got to go to the folks that, you know, I'm talking to, you know, on a regular basis. I got to go to my TikTokers, and I have not forgotten about you guys, my TikTokers. I have not, because I'm going to be talking to you guys later on, but you know, I like to talk to you guys live. And so I'm going to be doing this all again that I'm doing on Blog Talk Radio, but you guys are going to get to see me. You guys get to be able to, you know, hope, you know, send little information and everything as you need to. Remember, I always tell you guys, if you have any questions or anything like that for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, you can always reach our lines at 414-465-2513. You can leave a message. I do check my messages several times during the day. I might not be able to get back to you that day, but, you know, depends on how many messages come in. And then you can always email us at Desiree, and that's my name, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, at richandrichhomeopportunities.com. You can email me if you have questions. We get a lot of spam, you know, everybody, I think everybody gets spam. And so right now I'm not looking for anyone as far as like doing any type of website design or any marketing designs at this time. So, but anyway, sometimes I get on TikTok and I get these people that want to collaborate, and I always tell them, I'm like, hey guys, I need to know what it is we're going to be collaborating for. I can't just on the spot just pick you up and just say, let's start talking, because I don't know what you're going to be talking about, and I don't know what product you're going to be talking about. And so I need to make sure that it's going to be something that aligns and it makes sense for, you know, our business as well, and for our, you know, our family, our friends, our fans, our social media friends and everything. We want to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to be doing. So this is Desiree Sims. I am the CEO for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And I applied for a KIVA loan. And if you feel like you are able to help us with the KIVA loan, please go ahead, and you will see the link located on my social media pages. my Blog Talk, my YouTube and TikTok pages. I hope to see you guys again really, really soon. I'll talk to my TikTokers later on tonight. Thank you guys, and have a great rest of your beautiful, beautiful Monday morning.